Hello?
Yes.
Okay, great. Let's call into the county. Let's see what county we're working with. Philadelphia. Now, before we begin, have they said anything about the case at all? Have you gotten a letter about that nature? Okay. So before we go call into the county, I want to try calling into the independent enrollment broker. Sometimes they could see updates on their end. It could be a little bit faster for us. Let me see. Hold tight while I get us connected, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for being an independent broker. My name is Sharon. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Hi, Sharon. This is Sheer. I'm calling you from Family First Care LLC. I have online a mutual participant. We just wanted to find out what the status of the case was.
I can help you with that. Can you please be so kind of remind me the spelling of your first name? I would greatly appreciate it.
It's S-H-I-R-A. Last name initial is W.
I'm still typing the first name. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I don't want you to have to repeat yourself. I'm not confirming. I'm typing it in. I got S-H, and then I got nothing after that.
Okay. S-H-I-R-A.
Thank you. And your last name?
Last name initial is W.
Thank you. And can you please be so kind to provide me with your phone number?
Okay. It's 267-551-7419.
Thank you for that information. I'm going to ask you some personal information in reference to the member. Please keep in mind that we will not share the information without their written or verbal permission. Can you please be so kind to provide me with the spelling of the member's first name?
Dominic Blocker.
Can you provide me the spelling of the member's first name?
It's D-O-M-I-N-I-C Blocker.
Spell that for me.
B-L-O-C-K-E-R.
Thank you very much. And can you please be so kind and provide me with the member's date of birth?
It's 020904.
020904. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. Bear with me. Copy. Almost there. Paste. Insert. Last name is L-O-C-K-E-R. First name is D-O-M-I-N-I-C. Date of birth is 020904. Is that correct?
The last name is Blocker. Bob, Larry, Orange, Charlie, Kite, Edward, Robert.
Thank you very much. That's why I always ask for a spelling because I can't guess it. And can you please be so kind to provide me an address for the member?
Tina, what would that address be right now?
Mm-hmm. 1820 Tomlinson Road. T-O-M-L-I-N-S-O-N Road.
And I do hear another voice on the phone, Cherie. And
yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. As stated in the beginning of the call, I did say that I was on the line with the participant.
Okay. Okay. I heard you call her another name like Tina. I didn't hear you say Dominique.
Right. So.
So that right.
Tina, is Dominique right near you?
Dominique is not near me.
I just want to ask Tina. Oh, that's okay. My calls are being recorded, and they are strictly about several people being on the phone, so I have to ask that question. Can you guys provide me the city, state, and zip code as well as the county for the member?
City,
state, and zip code as well as the county for the member.
City and state is Philadelphia, PA, 19116, and the county, Philadelphia.
Thank you very much. Now, Ms. Tina, can you provide me with your last name and your address?
Yes, Blocker, B-L-O-C-K-E-R, same address, 1820 Tomlinson Road.
Thank you. You're awesome. Now, Ms. Tina, I do see you on here as authorized representative. Can I ask your permission for Cherie to stay on the line with us?
Yes.
Thank you. I have to ask those questions. I'm so sorry. Let's find out what the status is. Just bear with me. Dr. Sasha is still the applicant's doctor, Tina?
Associate.
Okay. Thank you. Now, Tina, I don't see you as signed up to receive text messages or emails in reference to the case. Would you like to sign? Is that something you'd be interested in or no?
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me. Tina, can you please be so kind to provide me with your phone number?
267-240-9322.
Thank you very much. Bear with me. Almost there. Come on, computer, be nice to me. Okay. By providing your cell phone number, you agreeing to all the terms and conditions. You agree to get text messages. Your information will not be used to sell products or provide any unauthorized third parties. You understand that by getting text messages at different times, and message and data rates may apply. Do you agree to these terms and conditions?
Yes.
Thank you. You should be getting this text message momentarily. Now I am ready to check the status. It forces me to ask those questions, and I apologize. I truly do. But it will not let me go to the next stage without asking those questions. I guess I want to make sure nothing's changed. Bear with me. I'm still checking on the status. I see an update here. Let me check for something else. She had an appointment in November 13th, 2025. Okay, notes. Have you got any letters in the mail?
Not from the county,
Ms. Tina?
No, okay. Not from the county.
Okay.
Is she supposed to receive a letter from the county?
Because I see an updated note here for the status, and it's dated 12/26. But I know we had two holidays. That's why I asked her.
Yeah. The only letter that I received was a letter saying, Shira, what was that company? I forget.
The name of the
Pennsylvania Independent Broker? That's me. That would be me.
No. The other one started with an M.
Let me see. Oh,
Maximus?
No.
Maximus.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they called me and said that I was going to receive a letter asking for information.
Yeah.
And then I called back and I spoke to somebody. I spoke to Faggy, and she said that I would disregard that letter because I had already updated everything. I had sent all my information in already. That's the only thing.
Okay. This is what the status I have on my end. Your application was closed due to these reasons. Applicant closed due to missing County of Assistance Office documentation. So it was something that was missing from there, and they closed it, the county assistance.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're fine. Go ahead. You're fine.
Would you be able to see on your end which documents were needed?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm giving a check right now. I'm going to go to my imaging and see what documents were missing. But hold on 1 second. Paste search. Almost there. No, I wanted to go see what was missing. Come on now. I do not see any financial information in here. I can tell you that. I do not see any bank statements, income, insurance. I do not see any of that information at all.
Tina, did you submit that kind of paperwork?
Yes. I sent it to the wrong email, and then I called, and I forgot who I spoke to, and then maybe it was you, I don't remember, and I resubmitted it to a different email.
That was to the county, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Philadelphia County, would you be able to pull up and see which email that was on your end?
It was sent from Dominic, so I have to
Okay.
Hold on
1 second. And you also can go on to the website, paieb.com, enter her Harmony number, better referred as a case number, and download those documents there. It is so user-friendly. Upload those documents there, I should say. Do you have Dominic's Harmony number, better referred as a case number? Do you have that?
Hello?
Can you give it to me again? I may have
yes,
it.
Yes, I have no problem doing it. I have it right here. It is 114-68.
Hold on one second. I'm just writing it down. And I'm writing it down, and I'm asking Dominic what email he sent it to also. Here. Just what's that number again?
The Harmony number, better referred as a case number, is 114-6857.
What's the email that you sent that those documents to? Remember what all the...
Here's the email. Philadelphia,
CA. Okay. Say it one more time.
PW.
P, like, wait a minute, Dominic. PW? PW, comma.
LTC.
LTC.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
CAL.
CAL.
CAO.
CAO.
Yes.
That's where you sent the documents to?
Yes.
That email?
Yes.
Is that the correct email?
I didn't ask you that question. First family first asked you that question. I didn't ask you what email it sent to. The young lady on the phone for family first asked you that question. I can provide you the information where you can send it to us, and we'll get it.
And you'll be able to send it to the county?
No, we sent it to the county. That's why I'm
concerned. The young lady from family first asked about the email address. I didn't. I would like for you to log on to contact. I would like you to contact the county assistant's office to ask them where is it, because Dominique already sent it.
But my question for you is to the independent enrollment broker. If they send it to you, do you guys naturally send it to the county?
Yes, we will inform the county that we receive it. Yes, it will upload on our website and the county will see it.
Uh-huh.
We would touch bases with them. But I can, on my end, I have to suggest that she calls the county assistant's office and find out where it is, because Dominique informed us that it was sent by email.
Right.
Right.
So based on what we're gathering, it doesn't look like the county received it. Tina, would you be able to upload it to the independent enrollment broker website with Dominique's Harmony number?
Right. Yeah, but that's the thing. Is Dominic already... sent it. That's why the email that I just gave you, was that the correct email? Because his stuff can't be sent just all over the place. 100%. This is personal information.
Did you say that the email was RA-PWLTCPHIL?
Give me the pen again. I don't know. Give me the correct email where it's going to.
Okay, so the PE email that we have on that we've used is Peter, Walter, Larry, Tom, Charlie, Philip, Harry, Igloo, Larry, Alpha, Charlie, Alpha, Orange at PA.gov. But Tina. I'm going to suggest that you upload the paperwork to the IEB website with his Harmony number. It sounds like they'll be able to efficiently, it'll be easier, I believe.
Okay. Where's that number?
So the independent enrollment broker is on the line with us now. She can walk you through how to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
They would just have to log on the website, P as in Paul, A as in apple, I as in ice cream, E as in elephant, B as in boy.
Can you tell me that one more time?
Sure. The website is www.p as in Paul, A as in apple, I as in ice cream, E as in elephant, and B as in boy. You're going to sign onto that website and create an account using Dominique's Harmony number. And you can upload all that. It's user friendly. You can upload all documents.
Is it .org or .com?
.com.
.com. Dominic, I believe. This is frustrating. He already, I believe, has an account. Somebody already came out and had an account. So you don't have anything. The documents that Dominic sent, that we already sent, we sent the two different emails. Nobody has them anywhere?
Contact the county, your local county assistant, the local county assistance office. Contact them.
And see if they have anything.
I do not see the documents on my end. Yeah, I don't see them on my end at all. I am so sorry.
Tina, just 1 second. I'm going to help you out, Tina. I just want to ask, for them to make an account, they just have to log in and make an account, and then they can literally upload that information?
Yes. Thank you for asking. Yes.
Okay.
They can upload all the info. It's so user-friendly from what I understand.
So you don't know hands-on on how to, like, do it in the website per se?
Log on to the account. It's going to ask you to create an account. She's going to create an account. She's going to create a password, and she's going to enter that Harmony number. And this is going to, a word is going to come up. It's going to say, do you want to upload any documents? Hit yes or no.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's what we did. He did that already. And then
I'm going to suggest that you contact your local county assistance office. If you already have an account with PAIEB, great. Log on and upload those documents like she suggested. Yes.
All right. Tina, I'm going to help you out in a second.
All right.
Do you have any more questions for the independent enrollment broker? Okay.
No.
Independent enrollment broker, thank you so much for your assistance today.
Well, thank you, and I wish you good luck. I wish I could transfer you over to the county assistance, but my phone would not allow me.
Okay.
Do you have any further questions concerning the case, Tina?
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Happy New Year, and have a great day, and good luck with everything, but I think you'll be fine. I really do.
I have a quick question. How come I never got nobody got notification that it was closed?
You should be getting something in the mail because this was put in on 12/26/2025. Due to the holiday, it might come today. A lot of people got letters today. You had two holidays.
Okay.
You had Christmas. You had New Year's Eve. And we only worked a half a day on both Eves, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve.
Okay.
We were closed for the holiday.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, how come they didn't, like, why wouldn't they send, like, a letter saying we need this notification, we need this stuff, or it's going to be closed? Why wouldn't they send that at least?
You would have to contact your county assistance office because that information comes from them. That information comes from them. I'm reading right on that. Yes. And I wish I can transfer you over, but my phones would not allow me to transfer anyone that's not affiliated with PAIEB. And I want to thank you for your time. I certainly want to thank you for your patience. Is it possible
thank
I can
you.
Transfer to our survey line?
That's okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day and Happy New Year. And
thank you.
Luck with everything, okay?
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, Tina.
Dominic. Hello.
Yeah, it's just us now. Let me tell you. So, number one, it's an easy fix. Okay?
Yeah.
You don't have to go through the process again. This is an easy fix. It's not a big deal. Okay? What I'm going to recommend you do, and I could do it with you on the phone right now, is let's log into the PAIEB and let
Dominic,
us.
Dominic, hold on 1 second, because I'm driving and I have Dominic. In a different location. I'm going to get your computer.
Yep.
And what does he have to log into?
So I think she said the PAIEB.
Hold on. He's getting his computer now. We're going to log in.
I'm waiting.
Oh, log into the PAIB, like boy, right?
No. So it's Patrick Alpha Igloo Edward Broker.
PA. PAIEB, Dominic.
PAIEB,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Are you logged in there?
So he wants to log in, right? So he's going to put in his. So they're going to ask him if they want to. He wants to create an account. He should do that.
Hold on. Does it ask you if you want to create an account?
No, just took it to a home page it says Pennsylvania Department of Home Services Independent Environment Broker.
Okay.
It just
took them to a home page.
It says on the corner, does it say Pennsylvania Department of Human Services Independent Enrollment Broker?
Does it say Department of Human Services broker on the right.
Okay, I have an idea. What's Dominic's number? What number does he have that a message could pop up for him right now?
His phone number?
Yeah, can he receive text messages?
Yeah.
267. Okay, I'll send him the link. Yep.
Right. 267. Wait a minute.
Excuse me?
Dominic, what's your phone number?
On my phone?
267.
441-7294.
Just a quick question. How many people are on the line right now?
I'm driving. It's just me. I have
okay.
someone in the back. She's a passenger. Ignore her.
Okay. Dominic, I'm sending you the number right now.
And you're both on speaker. I have Dominic. I have two hands on the wheel and one phone in each hand.
Oh, gosh.
And you're both on speaker.
Dominic, I sent you a link. Let me know if you can open it up.
Dominic, she sent you the link.
Africa, really?
Did you open it, Dominic?
Okay, all right.
Okay. That's the same thing that he was already on. So what does he do now?
Okay. So now it's going to go down. You're going to see it says waiver applicants. You see that? It's next to providers on the bottom. And then it says questions. It says waiver applicants. Just scroll down. It says waiver applicants. You see that?
You see that?
Yeah, waiver applications.
It's going to say login. It's going to be one of those blue links. It's going to say login. You're just going to press on that.
Does he have to? I don't remember your login.
No, he doesn't. Okay, he goes on the login. Did he press on that?
Yeah, he pressed on login.
Okay, now it says under there, create an account.
Don't do that to the phone.
Come on, put your email on my email.
You can put your email.
Where is he up to?
He's up to his username. He's putting the phone number in.
Okay.
Just
putting a password in.
It's going to ask for the first name, last name, date of birth, enhanced security, email, mobile number, login information, security questions, then you should press register.
Right. The security questions. Do the security questions.
They have a million questions.
Does he have to answer the security questions?
Well, he's choosing them. The reason why they're there is for if they ask him these questions, they can determine and if it's him or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, so I'm going to answer them. Okay,
so
he's going to answer them.
Choose the questions and answer them.
Choose a question and then answer it.
I guess, and what city down to your parents being up? No.
That's fine. Just put Philadelphia.
Yeah, but that's not good. Answer two. Not giving me an option.
What's, it's not giving you an option of what?
Security answer two.
Okay, so it's going to ask you, what's your oldest cousin's first name and last name? What is your favorite movie? Where did you first go for your first vacation? Things like that.
What's the next question, Dominic?
It's giving me just three different. It's just giving me the three scary questions.
Yeah, answer all three of them. What?
Did you go to Disney?
Unique. Answer a different question.
Like, has he gone to Disney? Do you like to draw? Does all that make sense?
Yeah, he said that one of the questions that it has to be a unique answer.
So
he's going back to answer a different question.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
What is his harmony number? You got him? Dominic?
I see another one on. I guess I...
Dominic?
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Sorry. Hang on, hold on 1 second. Did you finish those questions? Okay, if he calls, don't answer it.
Okay, I'm here on the phone. Just let me know if you need me, okay?
I'm right here. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I can FaceTime them. Dominic, do you need help? Answer the FaceTime. Turn the camera around. What do you want him to do?
Just answer the three.
Did you answer the question? Okay. Don't put that. What?
Well, there's not plenty of people coming out there, so.
What's the question? Put the camera up. In what city is your nearest sibling with? Okay, click that.
Oh,
no. All right, so, okay. Do you need help?
I mean, no, I don't need help, but I do need help. What? Where does Ariel live?
Like, oh, my God.
Just put New
Grove, Dominic.
No, just put New Holland. That's where Devin lives.
He's a brat.
Well,
it's easier for him to spell Willing Room.
Well,
let me see, Dominic. Okay. What was the name of what was question three?
Philadelphia.
But Dominic, okay, erase, pick a different question. Quick, what's your favorite movie?
That's unnecessary.
Okay.
Can
you
answer the question?
Yes, now.
Okay, he's in now.
Can you see what Steve Ruff wants? Steve Ruff wants
to
off your screen.
Okay, so what he's going to do is I can't see past here because I haven't logged in myself. I can't register. But he should have the option to upload paperwork. I don't know what it would look like, though. So if he wants, I can try and log in with his information now so I can continue to walk him through the process.
Yes, please do.
Okay, so let's start this. I'm going to do this. What's the first name that he put in for me?
Dominic, what's the first name you put for yourself?
Dominic.
Dominic.
Let me talk. I'm gonna put my daughter on the phone, Bianca. She's going to – I'll take over. Yeah. Hello.
Okay. Dominic?
Yep.
And Bianca.
It's D-O-M-I-N-I-C.
I-N-I-C.
D-O-M-I-N-I-C. Last name, Blocker, B-L-O-C-K-E-R.
Yep.
Date of birth?
2-9-0-4.
So 0-2-0-9-2004?
Yeah.
Okay, contact information, what is, did he click on enhanced security?
What'd you put for contact information?
Not contact, enhanced security. So what email did he put in?
Okay, what email did you put, Dominic? JW.org. What is it?
What did you say? Go slowly for me.
It's JW.
What?
Dot. Or 0904.
Zero?
Yeah, at Gmail.
So let me tell you what I have. I have jw.org.
Anything else?
jw.org.
Yeah, 0904.
0904.
At Gmail.
I'm going to read this back to you right now, okay? It's at gmail.com. Okay, so it's jw.org0904@gmail.com, correct?
Yes, yes.
What mobile number did he give?
Huh?
Oh, wait a minute. I understand what's going on here. I'm logging in. Okay, what's his username?
What's your username?
Dominic T. Blocker.
Dominic T. Blocker.
Dominic.
Yep.
Dominic.
He
what?
Blocker.
Any capitalization there, Dominic?
Nope. All lowercase.
All lowercase.
Only capital is the D and the B.
No, it's a lowercase.
Dominic and the blocker. Okay. So let me just get. Let me just make sure I'm spelling his name right. It's D-O-M-I-N-I-C, Dominic,
yep.
And then Blocker, B-L-O-C-K-E-R.
Yeah, did you put the T in the middle?
The what?
The T is in Tom.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right there. And the T is lowercase?
Yes.
Okay, password?
Password?
Dominic 2004, exclamation point.
Any capital?
Capital D O M I N I C 2004. That's 2004 with an exclamation point.
Okay, so I think I got the wrong. Okay, let's do the password again.
Did you get in?
I didn't. I think I put the password in wrong. Okay, let's try again. D.
Oh, okay, so try capital D this time. D.
Oh, wait, let me just see. Okay. Wait, let me just see something. Okay. It's D.
Oh, okay. So that's D as in dog.
So Dominic, is the
yep.
T capitalized?
For the password?
Yeah.
There is no T.
Okay. So what's the password?
So the password is Dominic 2004 exclamation point.
Okay, let's try this. Okay. Telling me I have an incorrect username or password. So
Dominic, what's the
this.
Username again?
Does he want to text it to me? Does
Dominic,
he text it to
D.
me?
T. Uppercase B.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Give me your text to me. I want to text it to you.
You want me to give it to you?
Yeah, give me your number
okay.
so I can text it.
267-551.
551.
7419.
7419.
Yep.
Oh, the same number that we're on?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. We're sending it now.
Looking out for it.
Hold on, 1 second. Give it to me. Where did Dominic send it to?
To me.
All right, send it to 267.
No, I'll send it to you. Are you sure that's the username password?
That's what I just put. That's my radio account. That created me account, that's what I put.
And he's already in his account?
Yes, he's in it, yeah. Hold on.
Okay. Now, if that doesn't work out, I can try and log into another account, probably, and see how we go from there.
I mean, he just made it. There's no reason why he shouldn't.
What was it? Tell me your number one more time, 267.
267. 551-7419.
All right.
All right, I got something. Let's see here.
No, don't hang up. Never mind. You have to stay. Be home.
So weird. I'm literally copying and pasting it, and it's saying that it's not good.
Sometimes there's an extra space in the beginning. Just delete the extra space.
So there's no space in the beginning. Let me see. Nope. Let me see here. All right, maybe let me try that. Nope. It's not going through. Okay, let me. Maybe because we're both on the same account. Okay, it doesn't look like I can get through.
Dominic, you're in the account, right?
You don't need to hold it.
I want to punch you through there. Dominic, are you in the account?
You want
to By the
punch
way, this is fully, like, not, like, he's really, like, I mean, this is difficult stuff. So he's doing great.
Dominic, now, okay, quick forgot password.
What did it say?
It said that he has the incorrect password. He doesn't know what he put. Okay, so quick forgot password.
Okay.
Yes, there is. I see it. Forgot password. Yep, right there. We can use your name in.
Dominic's going to try to change his password to see if he can do it again.
Okay.
Submit.
Oh, wait a minute. Holdy. Hold it, hold it. Let me see something.
Now it's not found.
Are you sure that's his username?
Yes, you're on the phone.
Good. How are you this morning? Oh no. Feel like you have the flu? Been through that. Gosh.
Okay. So now since you forgot your name. Forgot your name. Go back.
Okay. I'm gonna be here on the line. Just let me know when you need me, okay?
Okay, try this username. What's the username?
JW.org. Go ahead.
Okay, what he's going to have to do is just see. He may not be able to do this on his own, but you're going to have to upload all the financial paperwork into the account.
Say it again.
You're going to have to upload all the financial paperwork onto the account that he created.
So, well, did she want to get in?
Right. So why are you trying to get into it?
Me?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to walk him through uploading it.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
But the thing is, I'm not getting through, so that's why I'm telling you what the objective is. Do you want to try and, when you're with him in person, do that with him, and then you can give me a call back? I'm going to be out of the office. Around, I'm here until 4, so you can, between them, give me a call back, text me, or anything. How does that
okay,
sound?
Okay, I can.
Is that okay?